Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Can we just wave our hands and bless the name of the Lord? Give Him all the praise and give Him all the worship. Just extol His name forever. Bless His name forever. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. Bless His name, forget not His benefit. Remember all of His benefits. Remember them. I can see, I can tell, and I know it's Your grace on my life. I will sing Your praise. Remember His benefit. I can see, I can tell, and I know it's Your grace on my life. I will sing Your praise. Is able bear, see how far You brought me. Is
You found me
one. I can see,
I can see, I can tell, and I know it's Your grace all my days. I will sing Your praise.
Lord, we give You praise, we thank You. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your love thus far. We can never deny Your hands in our life. You've been faithful. You've been faithful, Lord. From the ages past. That is why Your name is for us. You've been faithful, oh God.
You've been faithful, Lord.
From all ages past.
From the ages past.
That is why Your name, oh.
That is why Your name
is forever.
Forever.
Oh Lord, You've been faithful, oh God.
You've been faithful, Lord.
From ages past. That is why Your name, oh God.
That is why Your name,
oh God.
Is forever.
You alone are worthy, God.
You alone are worthy, Lord.
To be praised and adored.
To be praised and adored.
You alone are worthy, oh God.
You alone are worthy, Lord.
To be praised and adored.
To be praised,
Lord. You've been faithful.
From the ages past.
That is why Your name, yeah.
That is why Your name,
oh God,
is forevermore.
Oh, thank You, Lord. You've been faithful, Lord, oh God. From ages past. Yeah. That is why Your name is for. You've been faithful, oh God.
You've been faithful, God.
That is why your name.
That is why your name.
Oh God.
Is forevermore.
Can you wave your hands everywhere and truly honor him and bless his name? Give him all the praise that he's deserving, all the worship, all the adoration. There's none like you. There's none compared to your majesty. Oh, Rababa Shakura Rabaya. When I think upon your goodness and your faithfulness each day, I'm convinced it's not because I am worthy to receive the kind of love that you give. But I'm grateful for your mercy, and I'm grateful for your grace. And because of how you parted yourself, oh God, I have come to sing this song now in Imela,
Imela,
oh God,
Imela,
oh Kaka,
oh Kaka,
oh Yekeru,
oh Yekeru,
Imela,
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 Esemo,
Esemo.
Amen. Are you excited? Glory to God. Amen. So let's get into the teaching. We'll just take some probably 40 minutes and we're done. It said, why kingdom first? Why are you shouting? I said 40 minutes. And you did not believe. Jesus said, your faith has made you old. So you are subjected by your faith. Whatever you believe, so will it be. Amen. Why kingdom first? Jesus told us in Matthew 6. Who knows that part of scripture? Exactly. The verse. Good. Good. Matthew 6:33. But we'll start reading from verse 30. Look at the words of Jesus. Can we even have this in the TPT rendition? So that it is quite more elaborate. He said, so if God has clothed the meadow with hay. Do you know what meadow there means? Don't lie. Who knows? Let's use KJV so that we'll see what middle means. Then we'll come back here and finish the rest. I'm sure we'll understand the rest, but that middle is a problem. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, you do catch it now.
Yes, sir.
At least you've learned something new in English. So let's go back to TBT.
Yes, sir.
Then we'll continue reading. One, two, read. So if God has clothed even though you live with such little faith, you see, God is saying that anything you are seeing, I'm the one doing it. Everything. Everywhere I go, I see you right there. In the beauty of nature, you shine all around. And everything is you, precious Jesus. Wonderful wonder you are. Oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah. So you see, he's everywhere. Grasses, beds, everywhere. Everywhere. Even in your hair, he's there. You know, he said in his word, I know the number of hair on your head. In other words, you don't have more time for yourself than God has time for yourself. You now, do you know the number of hair on your head? And one time somebody said, Pastor, why do you leave hair? I said, because Jesus knows the number of hair on our head. If I don't have hair, how will he know? He wants to know the number of hair on my head. That's why I leave hair. So people that back Borimak, but Jesus doesn't know the number of hair. Sorry, doesn't mean Jesus doesn't like the hairstyle. But he likes to count hair. That is why I left my hair. Did you catch that? Oh, it's okay. Somebody said, but it's for women. Did the Bible say for women? Did the Bible say Jesus know the number of hair on the women's head? He said, our, meaning both men and what? Women. Jesus had hair, for goodness sake. That's why I always tell some people, not keeping hair does not make you more righteous than we that keep hair. In fact, we look better like Jesus than you. I'm not talking to us in here. I promise, it's not us I'm talking to. Amen? It's his style, and we appreciate his style. Everybody have their style. They're just like I told some people while we're on campus, there are certain people that don't wear earrings, and they feel they are more spiritual than people that wear earrings. So I'm like, if you're not wearing earrings, if it's your style, nobody has anything against you. We'll never force you to wear earrings. If you believe earring doesn't make you fine, no problem. But the Bible in the book of Isaiah likens Zion like a woman that adorns herself with jewelry. God likens his people, heaven, as a people that wear earring. Is that not an attack for somebody that thinks God doesn't like earring? Meaning God, let me not go deeper. If I explain this one now, some of you know. No. Some people don't like that. I'm using wisdom. I will not go deeper. If I enter the trouble, you will leave me and run away. I wanted to say something, but Kai, no. Some people will not be excited. Next part of scripture. What I wanted to say, you will not like it. Imagine I say that God looked at two women and chose the one we are in to explain scriptures. Imagine I say such things. Some people will not like it. So I'm not going to say it. Now, let's read. One, two, go. So then, forsake. So then, forsake your worries. Why would you say, what will we eat? Why? Do you know some people like this stuff? Why would I go chop today? Oh. Right, today I don't say anything chop. My guy, I get sugar, I get gari. Mokwi kolabo. The Bible says, don't talk like that. The Bible said, since, you know, one time we were reading the scripture with a friend while I was on campus, and I made a joke out of the scripture. The Bible says, since I was young, now I'm getting old, I've never seen the righteous word, nor beg for bread. And I told him that, but you people used to beg now. You used to call and ask whether there's food. It's not beg. That's corporate begging. You know, the Bible said the righteous should not beg for bread. And somebody may say, Pastor, I didn't beg for bread. I asked for gas. Your gas. Have you managed your gas? Have you borrowed your gas? It's the same thing because you want to use the gas to make bread. Bread there means food. I beg, you get on your swing that they use. Who has onions that they don't want to use? You know, one time on campus, there was one lady in my compound. If you see that lady on the street, you cannot imagine that she can borrow or beg. You can't. Fine looking. The way she carries herself. And guess what? She was living with her boyfriend in my compound, and they had one fine dog. You know what it means to have a dog on campus? Meaning you have eaten very well, that now you can give to dogs. You have a lot of food that you can give to dogs. So if you see anybody that has a dog, is a big boy. Sometimes you see them go out and go and buy meat for their dog. In this economy, that some people are not eating meat. And that lady was doing big girl. In fact, if I see her, me too, I'm even ashamed for her to see me. I didn't want to greet her so that maybe she will not like my greeting. I don't know. She was that a big girl outside. And one time I heard a knock on my door. Boop, 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 boop. A pastor, are you inside? English. And I peeped, it was her. I came and said, hi. I said, pastor, I don't know. I'm cooking something and my oil finished. It's Indomie. Can I borrow some of your oil? So I looked at the rubber, it was remaining small. I said, you can have all. And she took it and left. So me, I felt like it was just a one-time thing. She probably forgot to buy oil. I didn't judge her, I promise. Then the second time she came, guess what she wanted? Onion. Another time she came, guess what she wanted? Maggi. So when she was going, I looked at her. I said, am I dreaming? What kind of fine great beggar is this? Now, I'm not trying to mock her. Listen, I'm not trying to mock her. It was a function of her wrong mindset. Because I've been trying to invite her over to church. Mm-mm. In fact, to cut the long story short, one time, one of our members here, Gina, was in another new compound with her. She now saw my picture on Gina's, you know, Zoe conference. I said, I know this pastor now. And Gina said, yeah. I said, this pastor, he can carry himself like one big man, eh? This is the person I used to help in times of need. See, he doesn't used to talk to people. He would just be, if he comes out of the compound, you see him just shining, just moving like one president. So my heart was broken. You know how my heart was broken? I knew that I helped this person. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. And I remember they will fight with this boyfriend, fight, and when anybody tries to enter, they will slap the person, boy, and continue fighting. So when they fight, a lot of times they will come and call me to come and separate. One time I came, I saw knife. No jokes. Hannah, fine boy, fine girlfriend, fine boyfriend. Bo, idiot, bo. They almost beat the boy. I don't know what kind of boy is that. It's a man, but they always almost beat him. You know, it was a shame because, first of all, you are not supposed to live in a house with somebody who you are not married to. If you are here, you have to repent. You have somebody you are living with, say, I want to marry her. If you observe, anybody you live with, you will not marry. If you observe, 90% of the people that live with their boyfriend and girlfriend, they can't marry them. You know why? See, finish, you enter. Because it's not God's will. Firstly, you are doing what only married people do. Only what married people do, you are doing. Secondly, you are seeing one face every day. For 3 years, you are not married to the person. One day, you just pack her load outside and say, get her from this house. It's very difficult. Are you listening? Because God did not design it that way. That is why it takes, you know, love is beyond the physical. Love is beyond. You cannot love somebody by the arm of the flesh. You can't. Love is spiritual. It takes true love to look at one person every day and fall in love with that person every day. It takes a capacity in the supernatural, God-given capacity, to look at one lady and like that lady beyond any lady in the world every day of your life. It is not possible physically. Are you listening to me, everyone here? And it is only when you begin to plug into God that such grace will find expression from your spirit. Else you never see that happen. Alright, so I joked with my friend and I told him, it happens. I've seen righteous people beg. We're just laughing. But you see, the Bible says you are not supposed to beg as a righteous. Are you seeing that? You're always supposed to be on top. Say, I'm on top. Is it so then forsake your worries? Why would you say, what will I eat? Or what will I drink? Or what will we wear? Stop talking like a beggar. Jesus is speaking to us. Stop talking like a beggar. Stop telling people how you are suffering in this economy. You know, there are people like that. They can't wait for that question. My brother, how are you doing? Hi, my sister. Everywhere no clear, oh. Everywhere no good, oh. We are suffering, oh. As I talk to you like this, even food to eat for 3 days, no problem. Now, so, gari. I did so. If I feel fine, person will give me 500, make I buy sugar. That one don't do me, oh. Listen, it's not wisdom, it's foolishness. You cannot be a child of the King of Kings and talk like that. No. Are you listening to me? You can't talk like that. Look at it even physically. Will the son of Dangote talk like that? Son of Dangote? Will they talk like that? The son of Elon Musk, will he talk like that? These are physical people. You are the son of the King of Kings. You know, some of you are like, I'm not seeing Jesus every day. Understand it. The things which are not seen are more real. My Father God is my Father. I'm his son. Direct son. The same blood. Do you know that? Look at how some people are looking at me. I said, do you know that? They are looking at me like, they don't know. They just have information, not revelation. With information, you come to church, hear these things, and still behave like the world. But when it becomes a revelation to you, you cannot behave like the world. Are you listening to me? Meaning God is like, don't talk beggarly. Do not talk beggarly. Next part of scripture. It says, for that is what the unbelievers chase after. Doesn't your heavenly Father already know the things your bodies require? Next part of scripture. So above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceeds from him. Then all these less important things, did you see that? Will be given to you abundantly. Meaning if you chase the money, you will not get it. It is when you are chasing kingdom first that the money will be given to you, not just anyhow, abundantly. Because you deserve it. You will use it properly. The Bible said the prosperity of a foolish person destroys him. That's what the Bible said. Meaning, if you don't have the wisdom of God in you, God sees you as a foolish. And your money can kill you. Haven't you heard of people who have money and all they do is take alcohol and smoke and kill themselves at the end? Follow women? Haven't you heard? Their prosperity now is what is destroying them. There are some people seated, they have even young children, 15. All they are looking for is money. They are looking for a way to make money. If you are not careful, you enter into Yahoo. Because what should be your focal point now is not money. Read your books. Push God. You see somebody 13, he say, I'm looking for money. Your father, you have mother. Sit at home and read books. Don't be under pressure. Focus on your school. You see people going to secondary school now and saying nonsense that education does not pay. Nobody is saying education is everything. But listen, if you are serving God, God can use your education to prosper you. Nobody should deceive you. I saw one time a young man tearing his NYSC certificate. I was like, what's the meaning of this rubbish? Trying to tell people that school na scam. Some people now want to go and tear their own. If you check that guy now, he has a past degree. That's why he did that thing. You can never have a first class degree. Am I speaking to somebody here? Use your head, though.
You can never have a first class degree and tear your certificates. And if you have the wisdom of God, even if you have a past degree, God can still make sure you pass in life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You will still be on top with God. Don't think that when you fail in school, you have failed in life. No, you've not. God can use your certificate to take you on top if you believe in Him. No matter the class of the degree. Meanwhile, if you know early, if you have God early enough in your life, you will not come out with a low class of degree. But what if you come out with a low class of degree before knowing God? It doesn't mean matter anymore. God can still take you from that level where you are to being on top. So you see that nobody is lost. Everybody is covered. It is when people are ignorant that they begin to behave like that young man on the internet. Hallelujah to Jesus. You see some people not serious in school. They don't take school seriously. In the name of school has come. If we keep on behaving like that as Christians, who will become the next HOD? We are always complaining that they are always trying to take advantage of our sisters and our daughters in school. The lecturer will be trying to sleep with a lady who is disciplined, you know, and they always like disciplined ladies, a moral lady, and etc. Lecturer is disturbing her, We are complaining every day. If you don't read your books and become the next HODs and VCs, these things will continue. Read your books so that God can lift you from where you are and make you the next HOD of that school, of that department. That way, who did they born to behave like that? Do you know why sometimes you go and report some cases to HOD and nothing happens? Because the HODs, their hand has stained with the same iniquity. They've done it. I remember on campus one time I went to report a lecturer. I heard he was misbehaving with one of my members in church. And when she reported, I went to the HOD and reported him. I said, why would this lecturer be harassing this lady? Blah, blah, blah. Guess the man just said, Pastor, just leave him like that. Just leave him. Man, it's well. I said, is that all? He said, Pastor, just forget about the matter. Now, there was no solution. You told me to just what? Forget about the matter. Meaning he's even scared of the man. Because if he tries to do anything, the man will not reveal his own. So when I figured out, by the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit, I went and confronted the man. And I said, I know what you are doing. And I warn you in the name of Jesus. If you continue disturbing this lady, the wrath of God will come upon you. True life story. I'm not trying to tell you people something I did not do. I did it. And then the wrath of God will come upon you. Fronted my face, and when I was done, they say he called people and was asking my matric number. And when they came, they said they were scared of giving him. I know they've given him, but they're lying. So I said, I wish he can ask me. I want to give him my matric number. I told somebody, this is it. Go and give him. Said he said he will fail me, blah, blah, blah. She go and beg him. Beg him for what? I remember I told a friend, I said, this is not what will make me a great man in this life. This book. But see, this book, since he's not the one that gave me this admission, he cannot remove me or affect my degree. I said, before he does it, he will be the one to leave. And I remember I told this young man, I said, I know somebody would tell him. I don't know if it's you that will go and tell him, but tell him that I said these things. People thought I was going to fail his course that semester. I passed it the way, when I saw the B, I didn't suspect him because I knew I was supposed to get a B. I got it. Everybody was shocked. The next moment we're writing an exam, not trying to brag in the flesh or claiming I'm stubborn. No. I remember he called me and said, you know, I was trying to enter. I said, Pastor, you're looking shiny this morning. You're just shining. I said, I forgot my exam card. He said, no, just enter. Everybody knows you. You cannot behave like all these other people. Enter. And other people were outside without exam card. He said, get inside. Where do you want to sit? That's what he asked me. I said, anywhere. He said, you are pastor. Just choose anywhere. We trust you. Just sit anywhere. I sat anywhere I wanted to sit. After the exam, he called me to his office. He said, Pastor, I want you to explain this scripture to me. When I explained the scripture, I said, can we be close? No jokes. True life story. bought me soft drink and snacks. So me, I suspected him. And I refused to eat it. He said, I know you don't want to eat it because you are suspecting me. No problem. I actually did not eat it. And I didn't dash anybody. I threw it away. Because imagine I go and give somebody and start doing, oh. But I didn't know that the guy has changed. I will not call his name, but people told me that he had really changed. Very calm now. The people you are scared of are very scared of you. They are very scared of you. You can't be serving God and somebody will tell you, if you don't sleep with me, you will fail. Are you okay? As a lady, you start crying. Hold him by the shirt and say, I dare you. Some people say, Pastor Simon, eh? You can't be scared. They've not even jumped some kind of parents. You see, we, this kind of parent that we are, if we hear you, you must leave that school. Except we are not the parents of those children. You leave that school. So, Pastor Simon, how will you make them leave the school? Spiritually, physically. We'll publicize your name on newspaper. Put your picture everywhere. Align so much in a way that they'll catch the thing on record. But you will leave that school. But Pastor Simon, he has children and family. No problem. God will see them through. Hallelujah to Jesus. Constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and its righteousness, and every other good thing will be added to you. That's what the Bible said. Why? You see, God in the beginning said, let there be what? And there was light. He said, let's see Genesis 1. Look at how beautiful God spoke in the very beginning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When God created the heavens and the earth, next part of scripture. The earth was completely formless and empty, with nothing but darkness draped over the deep. God's Spirit hovered over the face of the waters. Next part of scripture. Then God announced, let there be light. And light burst forth. Did you see that? Next part of scripture. Let there be light, light. And God saw that the light was pleasing and beautiful. He used the light to dispel the darkness. Are you liking the story from TPT? It's so nice. Next part of scripture. And God called the light day and the darkness night. And so evening gave way to morning the first day. Next part of scripture. And God said, let there be a dome between the waters to separate the water above from the water below. He was just speaking and things were happening. He was speaking and things were what? Happening. Are you seeing this? He was speaking and things were what? Happening. Look at Hebrews 1 from verse 1. Read everybody. Throughout our history, God has spoken to our ancestors by his prophet in many different ways. The revelation he gave them was only a fragment at a time, building one truth upon another. Hi. We don't want to touch here, but it's beautiful the way it renders it. Next part of scripture. But to us, living in these last days, God now speaks to us openly in the language of a son, the appointed head of everything. For through him, God created the of all things and all time. And all time. Do you understand? Verse 3. The sun is the dazzling radiance of God's splendor. The exact expression of God's true nature. His mirror image. Remember Jesus said, he that has what? Seen me. Has what? Seen the word. He holds the universe together and expands it by the mighty power of his spoken word. Woo! Some of you doing spoken word. I hope the thing is holding things. He accomplished for us the complete cleansing of sins and then took his seat on the highest throne at the right hand of the majestic one. Let's see this scripture in the NKJV. Or probably the Amplifier rendition. Let's read in the NKJV first. No. Leave it. Put the NKJV. Want to go. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his presence. And what? Upholding all things by the word of his power. That's not my point. See, he opposed everything by the word of his power. Did you see that? In the beginning, he said, let there be light. So God looked at everything. See what the Bible said in Genesis 1:26. The Bible says, maybe we go ahead with the TBT rendition. Then God said, let us make man and a woman. You see, wonderful. In our what? Image, to be like us. Let them reign over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, the livestock, over the creatures, the creep along the ground. I told you God has given you authority over creeps. And over the wild animals. God say, have authority. Say, I have authority. I've got authority over everything. And I was sharing with my wife. I said, I didn't know I had grown so much in faith. I went to a piece of land and I saw something that was arranged like charm. So when I saw the thing, nobody was there in the evening. They dug a hole up, covered it with leaves. So I said to myself, this thing looks scary. And when I looked at it, I started smiling. And in my smile, I said, but I'm more scary. So I used my bare hands to start digging everything out. And when I saw the dirty things, I now used my leg and hit it. So as I was hitting it, the devil now whispered, what if your hand now starts getting rotten? So I now laughed. I said, maybe I would have seen how a rotten hand is. I've never seen it before. I started driving my car and going. Then in the middle of the I now remember that something like that had happened. You know, sometimes when you walk in the faith realm, it's as if you drank something. Like you are cologne mentor. And the Bible says we can be high in the spirit. Hope you know. It said, be not drunk with wine in excess, but be filled with the spirit. You think it's only in the physical people get high? Have you jammed a high spiritual man? He's not scared of anything. They say, no, be pastor, be why he bold like that. Men of God know they bold like that. The Bible said Jesus, the Bible likens Jesus to the lion of the tribe of Judah. Even though he's a lamb, yet he's a lion. You know, somebody told me one time, he said, pastor, I was surprised when you spoke out. It shook me. You are too calm. In my heart, I said, Jesus is the lion and the lamb. When it's necessary for lamb nature to find expression, you see me like this. As if they pour cold water on my body. Thank you. God bless you. When I see that the devil wants to flow through you, stop God now. Why is it this calm, yet it can be this bold? It's God that made us like that. It's that I have not given you the spirit to fear again, but the spirit of what? Sound mind. Of what? Power. And of what? What kind of spirit is that? Sound mind. Power. Love. That's how Jesus is. Very nice, sweet human being. My God. Read about Jesus. He's so fine and sweet like milk. When you read him, it's as if you are drinking milk. So sweet. Then he gets to a point. Go and tell that fox. What? Jesus just called somebody a fox. That was Herod. He was the king, president, general. He said, go and tell that fox. You know what? They dead Jesus. He was being like a lamb. You know, the Bible calls him the lamb that takes away the sins of the world. And he was behaving like that. Till Pharaoh now said, go and tell that guy I want to see him. What? Even though Jesus has said, my kingdom is not of this world, he couldn't take that one. Jesus said, go and tell that fox. He did not say that king. He did not say that human being. What did he call him? And if Jesus calls you a fox, you should be careful because very soon you'll be changing to that fox. He said, today I will preach in this city, tomorrow in another city I like. He told him where he will preach. Meaning Jesus is like, if you have my, come and arrest me. I'll preach here, tomorrow I'll preach there. And I'll be crucified on the third day. He did not go. Soldiers went back to go and tell their master, they say you are a force. The man says, it's not coming, that you are a force. You know, one of my friends asked me, imagine soldiers came from Herod and told Jesus, our master wants to see you. And Jesus said, go and tell that fox. He said, how would the soldiers react? That means, as Jesus said, go and tell that fox, Peter was excited. He removed his knife. Everybody was like, who goes anybody in this place? If you do anyhow, you say anyhow. You know, I didn't know my pastors are area boys. One day, somebody came to this place. And he had a problem with somebody, you know. Who did he have a problem with? I think he had a problem. I can't really remember the problem the guy had. But they were trying to calm the guy. He was not being calm. He now said, I go show now. He said, saying something in courtesy, like, I be something, whatever. I is man or something. You know, in my heart, you know, I was being like a lamb. But in my heart, I'm like, this guy is just a junk. He doesn't even know what is happening. You know, I told you the story of somebody that said that to me when I was in 200 level. He came to our compound and we're trying to arrange something. He now started shouting and I said, brother, calm down. He now said, shut up. Who goes you? I see. Very slim thing. Who goes you? Yes, man. Yes, man. He was now coming to hit my chest. I just held the hand and now put him on the ground. I said, are you okay? But do you know where some of us came from? Because you see us being born again. I said, touch him on his head like this. I said, don't try me. I will show you. He went out. I will come back. I said, come back. I'm not changing my compound for you. Hallelujah to Jesus. And while he was talking like that, my pastor just came out. I said, hearing, who be you? Who be you? As I was turning, I was not seeing me. My brother, leave this place. If I call the name of the people that told him, leave this place, you will be shocked in this church. They heard this. My friend, leave this place. I said, So I have Agnes. Wearing, I had to preach to them, especially that Sunday. I said, all of you come. That Friday, I said, come, repent. You know, that's how Jesus was moving with Peter. He didn't know that Peter was another kind of person. Jesus had his disciple, Peter, his main man. He didn't know that his main man, he belonged to another thing before he was called. He did not leave his equipment. They just came to touch Jesus. They plucked somebody ear out. Jesus was like, who did that? Peter just came out. I'm the one. You know, it's so funny. That soldiers came to arrest Jesus. Imagine Peter just came out. Who goes that man? And ear was on the ground. Ear. Ear. Have they ever cut your ear? Have you ever seen they cut somebody's ear? See this skill, just like this, one touch here went to the... Jesus was like, Peter! Jesus had to carry the ear and put it back. You see how sweet Jesus is? Yet, he still carried koboko. They were doing bazaar. Sorry, they were selling in his church. Going. And Jesus was like, what kind of rubbish is this? Instead of entering and start preaching, you people should stop this thing. He said, Peter, throw it. They started running for their life. Listen, this thing is true. It's in the Bible. Am I lying to you people? No. That's what made me to buy cane too. You know, many years ago, as I was raising some of these my people up, one time one of my daughters in the faith went to watch film in a man's house. I was coming back. I saw her coming back from my area. I said, "Why are you coming from?" I wanted to come to the house, but you were not around. I said, "Okay, so where did you go and stay?" So I went to my friend's place. I said, "Which friend?" They are in my department. They stay two of them. Two of who? Is it two men? Two men! Yes. What were you doing there? I was watching film in their laptop. I said, hey! You were watching film in two men's house. In their laptops. I said, yes, sir. They are just my friends. I said, okay, move. As she was moving, I saw one dogoyaro. I just caught the thing. I look like this, nobody. I said, keep on moving. She was moving. I said, just pow! That was the last day she ever went anywhere to watch him. Till she became a mighty woman of God. That's what people say, Pastor Simon is a saint. Me and Jesus, we sing the same. Amen. So Jesus is a nice, sweet person. Yet, at some point, he had to unleash the lion nature. As I'm talking now, some of you don't go out and say, I know when to unleash my lion. If you have bad character, solve it. There are some of you that if you immediately you just get into a situation, it's fight. Everything is fight. Don't try me, oh, don't try. I go keep this Christianity one side. Keep what Christianity one side? It's a shame if you say you keep the Christianity one side. You can never keep it one side. As long as it is within your power, the Bible says what? Live peaceably with all men. Live peaceably. Always want peace with people. Always want peace. As long as there's a way for peace, live in peace with people. That's what the Bible said. Are you here tonight? Very important. So I was talking about Jesus. He said, let us make man and woman in our image and likeness. Did you see Jesus make anybody in his image and likeness? Except man and woman? Nobody. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. Let us make man in our image and likeness. You people should sit down, not be moving before I'll call you out. Are you here tonight? Why did he make man in his image and likeness? Look at it. Everything he made, he didn't make anybody in his image and likeness. And everything he made, only you and I. You know why? And the Bible even said you were carefully crafted, very carefully, in his image and likeness. Why? Now, if God made us like himself, and God does not beg people to bring things to him, and God does not worry about this, how does God get things to himself? How does he get things? Genesis 1, I taught you. How does God get things? Let there be. It happens. If you are like God, how do you get things? God will not carry something and come and put in your hands, because he wants you to be like him. He created you like himself. So if he created you like himself, what does he want you to do? To call the things which are not as though they were. Do you get what I'm trying to say? God wants you to operate in his level. You can speak things into existence. You can speak things. Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
Somebody saying, Pastor Simon, is it true? Yes. Do you know you can even change your genotype? They don't like what I'm saying now. Or they don't understand what I'm saying. Do you know you can? You know, one time I was praying and the Lord said, do you know people can change their genotype? I said, do you know you can change your genotype to any genotype you want? I said, really? He said, yes. Just tell yourself that you are AA. Or if you want to change yourself from AA to AS, you can change it. The only thing you cannot change is your gender. But you can change your genotype. Do you know that? Some people are looking at me. You know, because you think you are more of a Yoruba boy, an Hausa girl, than you are a kingdom man. Who told you that you are first a thief person before a son of God? Listen, everybody look at me, please. Do you know God created you before your father and mother told you that you are a thief or a dumb man? He told Jeremiah, listen, before I formed you in your mom's womb, I had known you and I had called you. All of you have a calling from God. What we are doing as we come to church is to discover it. Some of you that are stubborn today, if you know who you are in the spirit, there are some people you are seeing today who are womanizers. They are prophets in the supernatural. Apostles, if God opens their eye, you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. Haven't you heard pastors talk about their past? Are you not amazed? There was a pastor one time online saying he was a cultist. And now he's an evangelist. Imagine all those years as a cultist. He was thinking that that's the best thing to be. And one time he encountered God and suddenly his life was changed. Now he's an evangelist. How can you imagine somebody from being a cultist to now being an evangelist? You see how Satan can useless our life. Are you people listening to me? He has come but to steal, kill and destroy. That's the work of the enemy. But Jesus has come that you may have what? Life in abundance. Are you here tonight? Are you listening to me, people of God? Very important. So when you listen to God's word, you begin to find essence, understand your place, understand who you truly are. Little by little, you are understanding righteousness because you are being unleashed into the kingdom. It says, seek first the kingdom and its righteousness. He said, every other good thing will be what? Added to you. Hey, everyone, concentrate. Don't be distracted. He said, every other good thing will be what? Added to you. Every other good thing. In Joshua 1:8, the Bible said, let the book of the law not depart from your heart. He said, meditate upon it what? Day and night. He said, then you will curse. He didn't say God will curse. He said, when you stay so much with God's word, you will cause your path to be what? Prosperous. And you have what? Good success. Meaning, when you stay with God's word enough, you can use God's word to make your life beautiful. Are you seeing that? Like God will say, let there be. So will you say, let there be. And it will happen. Are you listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you guys here tonight?
Yes, sir.
I don't want distractions, though. All of you at the back there, you are moving too much. Sit in one place. Glory to God forevermore. So for instance, you want something. God is not expecting you to say, God in heaven, please give me this thing. No. He's expecting you to call it. Remember I said in the book of Genesis, it said, take dominion over everything upon the face of the earth. Have dominion. Did he say have dominion? We can look at it again. Genesis 1 from 26. Everybody, let's read. One, two, go. You see, he said, let us make man and woman in our image and likeness. Then he said, let them reign over the fish of the sea. Virtually everything, the birds of the air, livestock, over the creatures that creep along the ground, and over everything. Over everything, he said. Listen, all of you. When we teach, it's a very delicate thing we do. Avoid distraction. Now some of you, I look at the slightest thing is why you will not catch what God wants to tell you in his service. Slightest thing. The slightest distraction. The devil is very cunning. That is why we advise you, don't even touch your phones when you are in a service. You can put them on flight mode. Because the word for you, immediately you want to get it, Satan can just steal it. He has come but to what? Steal. To what? And to what? He can even use good things to distract you. Good things. As the word is going forth, you are looking at my eye, it's fine. And as you are meditating on the eye, you miss your word. He can use even a good thing, your neighbor, your friend. So whenever you come to church, it's a very important moment. Do not joke with it. Are you all listening to me? Because in the realm of the spirit, the atmosphere is scattered. There's a lot of distractions. Are we together? Very important. And when you cause distractions like that, you are not the one, you are the one that will not be blessed. He said, let us make man and woman in our image and our likeness. Let them have authority over everything, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, livestock, over the creatures along the ground, over all the wild animals, over everything on the earth. Meaning God has given you from the beginning authority over everything on the earth. How would you get them now? Not by telling God, give me again. By declaring. You want something, what do? You declare it. That is why he's saying seek kingdom first. And listen, a man that can cause things to happen is a man that's affirmed even by principles, by actions in his everyday life that he is like Christ. And that can only happen as you walk with the Holy Spirit. Tell them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So when God doesn't see that your principles of life, your character and everything aligns with His ways, even if you say, I command this to happen, it will not happen. It will not happen because you are saying, I have the life of God. He must see your actions correlate with your confession. Are you listening to me? God must see that every day you love righteousness and you hate wickedness. That is when what will make sure that when you call something, it will find expression in the supernatural and even in the physical. Because take for instance, I always use this. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Take for instance that you are living a life addicted to alcohol. Take for instance you are living a life addicted to smoking cigarettes. And God makes you a billionaire. I always say that. What will happen to you? That thing will now kill you more. You have more money to explore your addiction more. Are you seeing that if God gives you money, then He's not being all wise? Because that money will now what? Kill you. That's why the Bible says the prosperity of a man what? Destroys him. So God will make sure that you walk with His Spirit and curtail all of your actions. Curtail all of your ways. The Holy Spirit is able to limit the flesh, everything about the flesh in your life. If it is God that you want to help you become prosperous, He will first have to work with you. In fact, the first thing God will put in your mind is not prosperity. He will say, walk with me, kingdom first. Walk with me, forget money. See, God is very, very, God can be very, very patient. Patient in making you, being patient with your sin and being patient with making sure that you don't enter into prosperity as long as you are not really like Him yet. This is what I mean. If, for instance, you are smoking, God can, with His Holy Spirit on your inside, keep on teaching you righteousness for a very, very long time. He'll be teaching you righteousness. Now, even if it's 40 years, if you refuse to understand righteousness and walk in His ways, He doesn't mind. He will want you to still be in poverty. Because what matters to God is your soul. First, not the money you get. The Bible says, what can a man offer in exchange of what? His soul. Because your soul is the real you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So God doesn't care. Even if you don't have money, He will make sure that you live in that level for a very long time. The Bible said about the children of Israel that God made sure they walked in the wilderness for 40 years because their minds were not conformed to the truth. He left them in the wilderness for 40 years. Not because it took 40 years for them. It would take 40 years for them to go to the promised land. But because their minds were not changed. They were being stubborn and proud. Are you listening to me? And if you watch it critically, how God wanted to help their mindset a lot of times was not in very, very obvious ways that we're aware of. See, for instance, at a point, God told them to go and take, when God mentioned to them about taking the promised land and mentioning the kind of people in the promised land, look at their reaction. Most of them were scared. Some of them started crying. That was proof that they were not ready. Imagine, God is talking to a people without any instrument of war. They didn't have instrument of war. He's telling them to go and kill a generation of giants, the Anaks. He's telling them to go and take over their land, not just to kill them, take over their land. And they don't have any instrument. They are limited in the wilderness. No soldiers. And God is saying, go and take over that thing. And when they refused, God saw that. I mean, God said in His word, He said, they refused, so they will not touch the promised land. He said, so will it be like they've said. Because He said, well, before them, we will die before them. God said, so will it be. Just like they've said, so shall it happen. You see? Because of their mindset, they were not able to enter the promised land. For us now in our present days, if we don't understand kingdom and righteousness yet, there are some things God will tell you to do that you fight God. There are things He will tell you to do, you fight Him. That is why even if you don't understand righteousness, you cannot really explore big things in the physical. You cannot be able to explore them. Imagine God tells you that you are the next CEO of a brand. If you don't understand righteousness, you will doubt God. Because God is like, go and take over a land belonging to the Anaks. You don't have anything it takes. And He's saying, go and take over it. Do you know that your doubt is the reason why you will be in that stagnation for a long period of time? In every area of life, including sports, you must see yourself on top. You know why I like Cristiano Ronaldo? Because of his mindset. And that's why a lot of people don't like him. But do you know why he's where he is today? His mindset. Even though we claim we don't like that young man, not a young man, an old man, or a middle class, you know, I don't know how to explain him. Even though we don't like him, he's very successful. And what made him successful? His mindset. Does it really matter if anybody doesn't like you and your mindset takes you to where God wants you to be? It doesn't matter. You ask him who is the best, he'll say, I'm the best. In all honesty, let me tell you people the truth. In all honesty, physically judging, if you keep that man and Messi is naturally gifted as a footballer. But what made this man, Cristiano Ronaldo, to compete with Messi at the top level is his mindset. Just mindset. Meaning as a footballer, if you don't see yourself on top, if you think you are small. You know, when we're growing up, let me add football in this preaching. My coach was always telling me, he said, my nickname in the barrack was Papilo. We say, Papilo, now confidence be football. Now confidence be everything in vernacular. So I will hold the ball. I didn't grow up with coaches saying, pass that ball, pass that ball. My coach would tell me, do him. I will hold ball and I'll be hearing, do him. You know what it means? Dribble him. I didn't have a coach that would say, pass the ball, I'll take you out. I had a coach that would say, dribble him. Because he wanted to build confidence on my inside. So I grew up seeing people that are scared with football, in football, as people that don't know how to play football. I've seen very gifted footballers that when they get into the field, you give them the ball, they are shaking like this. But they are very gifted. If we don't start the game, you see them doing ball work. They'll put it in their neck, on their neck. Because nobody is coming to mark them. Put it on their chest. Do everything. But inside the game, if you hold the ball, their body is like this. As if the people that are coming are lion. Because they don't have confidence. There are certain people that hold the ball, you'll be thinking they're in their parlor. Have you seen Messi hold the ball before? How many of you watch football here? You see how Messi holds the foot as if he's in his parlor? How many of you have wondered that I wish I was the one marking this guy and I would just hit him? You get into the field, you will not be able to hit him like that. Because his confidence is against everything coming against him. It's bigger than everything coming. Even Ramos, you know who they call Ramos? You know who they call Pepe? His name is exactly like, I mean his nature is like his name, Pepe. Just go to YouTube and write Pepe. If you see the videos, you'll be wondering, is this a footballer or a vampire? Because of the way he hits people. Messi was not still scared of that man. Because of the confidence he has. He will hold the ball, he will dribble two people, they will jam themselves, boom. And he's so small. You'll be like, what is this small thing in the field? Yes, you can say skill is there. But if you don't have confidence, you cannot explore the skills. That's why the Bible says you have not received the spirit to what? Fear again. But the spirit of what? Of what? Of what? Many years ago, let me share this story before I end. I had this friend. He plays football. He's in Bologna. His name is Kingsley Michael Dogo. His Steve boy's mom is Akwaibo. We grew up in the barracks together, playing in the same team, Modric star. And one time they moved to Abuja and he was in Mogadishu barrack. His father is a soldier. And they had this privilege of going for a trial under 17. And they went with some good players in their team. The young boy got it. Most of them did not get it. I think almost all of them, I miss all of them. In the barracks, he's not a more complete player than them. But when they went for the trial, he got the trial. He got selected. They were not selected. The father did not have any money to push. So don't think they pushed any money. Do you know why? He has so much confidence and faith in himself. When they went there, the fear and pressure, you know, the faces they saw were making them scared. Even though they can play better than him. But he already had this inbuilt confidence in himself. He believed he was a top player. He called himself Kaka. That was his nickname. Kaka Trigger. Hallelujah to Jesus. When he went there, he performed so well. The people fell in love with him. They took him. And the rest of them, they came back home. Why? The confidence he had in himself. You know, one time I was talking to people here, after Nigeria lost to which country is that? Was it Cote d'Ivoire? Remember, I almost cried in this pulpit. I was like, this is not the kind of country I grew up knowing in football. You know, we watch people that went ahead of us, even in the barracks, play football. We saw real football. We saw people do magic in the field. Then we'll come and sit down and say, let's watch our country. I will be seeing people trapping the ball. The ball will go to that side. You'll be wondering, what is happening? I told you people here. I said, the problem is that they don't have confidence. See, for instance, some people say, Pastor, is it football you are preaching? It's not football. Since the days of Okocha, who do you see that can play midfield like Okocha again? What was the uniqueness of Okocha? He was confident. And you know, if you must be confident, you must have small stubbornness. They say, pass the ball. You don't pass the ball. When you score the goal, the coach will still clap. That's good. I watched one video. The coach told the guy, don't dribble. The guy did not only dribble. He dribbled like this. I think it's even Okocha. He dribbled like this. He dribbled like this. Instead of score, now the post is empty. Score. He still came back like this. Score now. He came back like this. It was with this leg now. He now scored. The coach was like this. When he scored, the coach now said, did like this. You must have confidence, faith in yourself. Believe that you can be that CEO. Are you listening to me? And what gives you that faith? Righteousness. How you perceive yourself really matters. Righteousness. You come from a kingdom and see yourself as a citizen of that kingdom. Seeing yourself as a citizen of that kingdom is equivalent to what we call what? Righteousness. I'm from Zion. That's what builds your righteousness. I'm from Zion. I'm a citizen of Zion. That's righteousness. Your identity in Christ. You talk as the righteous. You behave like the righteous. Righteousness is the ecological niche for faith to find full expression. The spirit of faith can not really find full expression except within the parameters of righteousness. Your faith is boosted. You believe you can do all things. Are you listening to me? He told Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, I've given you. You know, I saw one of our members did something. Where's Wane? Is she here? Has she traveled back? Okay, she traveled back. I saw her. Okay, she came for Prosperity Summit and traveled back. I saw her posting something on WhatsApp. And I told Mama T, I said, this is a godly idea. I said, I hope she realizes that this idea is from God. You know, I told the people after Prosperity Summit, I said, the Lord will give you an idea. Have the impetus to follow it. What was the idea? She started a marketing WhatsApp group. More like a middleman. And people post their products, you know, just like this, Makodi buy and sell and the rest on WhatsApp. So I advise all of you to go there. When you post anything, she will be the one to collect the money and send the product for you. So even if she's getting 5,000, 2,000, you know it's a lot of money. She started it and in less than how many hours, the thing was getting plenty. And this morning or yesterday night, I saw that somebody ordered something from that place. You think you can just sit down and just decide to, if it's not the Spirit of God that is pushing you? I thank God for her impetus. She started it. And I tell you to go far. That's how God will give all of your ideas. Have the impetus to start that idea in your heart. Start it. Are you listening to me? Have the impetus. And let me end with this. Young men, young women, I hope you understand that life goes beyond pleasure. You are 15, 16, 17 right now. A time will come that you'll be 32. The 32 say, hi. We don't have 32 in this place, isn't it? You are 17, 15 now. There's a time in your life you'll be 32. Whether you like it or not, you must be 32. One of my friends called me and said, if they told me I would be 30 one day, I'll not believe it. He's 30 something now. He said, I will not believe it at all. God of mercy, I'm 30 this. I said, you are our brother. And I said, we don't owe though. And at that point, if you make the wrong decision, you will not be proud of yourself. You know, now what is more important to you is phone. And all those things that boy or that girl is telling you. All those beautiful words. A time will come that when you look at it, when you remember all those things, you will laugh. Have you seen where elderly people advise younger people? In the barracks where I grew, you can see a smoker advising somebody not to smoke. He is smoking in the bush. And when a young boy comes, you say, come here. You cut cane. Go back out. It is, I like what they do for this place. No jokes. While we grew up, we saw people that smoke beating other children not to smoke. Because now they can't live that life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I remember a story of a young man that God delivered from smoking. He will be crying and singing worship song. Very beautiful singer. He will be smoking and crying and singing. When he was sharing the testimony, I remember in the barracks, we're all just so emotional. He said, most of you don't know that I used to smoke Igbo. And anytime I smoke it, I'll be singing the song I learned in church. And crying for God to deliver me. Till he delivered me one day. What scripture did God use to deliver him? I'm sure most of you have heard that scripture. If anybody be in Christ, he's a new creature. Do you know that's the scripture God used to deliver him? He said one day he was just smoking and he heard this scripture in his heart. Again. Now he didn't just hear it. He had been hearing it in church, but it came as a revelation. If anybody be in Christ, he's a new creature. He said, but I say I'm in Christ. Then I'm new. That's why Isaiah argued with himself and threw the cigarette away. I'm a new creation. He went out telling people, I'm a new creation. That's how God delivered him from smoking. But I remember he was always telling people that whenever he smokes, he'll be singing. You know, one time in my former area, there was a young man smoking Indian hemp. I didn't understand the meaning of what was happening because I went close to him. I was hearing, I have decided in his phone to follow Jesus. Not to. So I was like, So I asked the guy, is this not Hillsong? He said, yes, it's Hillsong. He said, it is shock Cuba. He loved Hillsong. He was listening to Hillsong, but he was smoking Indian hemp. And I told him, can I talk to you? He said, okay, no problem. When I was talking to this guy, tears filled his eyes. Tears filled his eyes. If I just hit him like this, it will fall down. That's how God saved that guy. I remember one day I entered where people used to smoke beside, opposite, behind customary court. I used to stay there as a student. There was a place, you know that major place they smoke there? That bend to Bahamas, before you bend to Bahamas, that major place that they smoke, I had preached inside before. So this wonderful morning I finished praying and the Holy Spirit said, enter there and preach. I said, God, I should enter this place. He said, enter. So I said, hello. That's how smoke was welcoming me. I sat down. Ah, pastor, how far now? They started laughing. I said, can I share the word of God with you people, with my Bible? I said, why not? Preach on. As I was preaching, they were blowing the tear on my face. No jokes. And I didn't want to make them feel bad, so I didn't cough. I was like, so you people are getting what I'm trying to explain to you people. When I was done teaching, somebody started crying. I turned, he was crying. I said, young man, why are you crying? He said, pastor, can I see you alone? I said, let me lead everybody to Christ. How many of you? Five people, five of them received Jesus. No jokes. Five of them. That one personally followed me to the house. He said, pastor, I started this when I failed in school, when I did. I said, well, so because you failed doesn't mean your life is... He said, that's how I started. My father insulted me, blah, blah, blah. So I just decided to just start smoking because my life is... That's how I led him to Christ. Started following him. He started coming to our campus fellowship and the rest. Hallelujah to Jesus. Most of these people you see, they are not that tough the way you think they are tough. Go to them and preach the gospel. When you see them smoking, go and sit there and talk. And when you don't, when you go there, you know, some of you, the way you behave is a problem. You go there like, oh, this is so dirty. Can you please stop smoking? I want to talk to you people about Jesus. You want to maintain your steeze and preach the gospel. I just need like 5 minutes of your time and I'll be down from here. Can I get a handkerchief to clean this place, please? You are not ready to preach. Paul said, I learned to endure in seasons of plenty and in small. In any kind of season, Paul will enter a river, swim to the end, to go and preach in a village. When he finished, he will enter the river again. Becoming shark will attack him. He will dodge. Fight. He told us, he said, I fought with beasts. Beasts, meaning Paul fought at a time with probably lion or vampire. We don't know. But he fought with a beast. On his way to going to preach the gospel. How many of you will see a beast when you are going to preach and continue going? Paul fought. Instead of him to turn back and say, I'm not going again, is a sign. He fought the beast. Some will say it's a sign that God is saying I should not go. He fought the beast. And he went on preaching. I'm sure he would have had some wounds on his body. Some wounds. You know, I heard a preacher one time preaching in Abuja. He said, me, God has not called me to villages. He has called me to cities. He said, I have grace for cities. I said, clapping under my breath. I said, Sanu, city pastor. We were called for villages. Who will agree that God has called them for villages? Naturally speaking, who will agree? Nobody who likes village. Everybody likes cities. That's rubbish. I wonder how Paul will be looking at us from heaven. You know, with all the sacrifices he has done, he will look at people. Before they go to preach, they will say, we need $3 million for logistics. Now, it's not even preachers that are asking for $3 million. No. What a shameful and wasted generation. You know the people asking for money now? It's singers. They say, come and sing a song. Say, we need $3 million for logistics. You can bet that they cannot invite them in Vandikia. You can bet they cannot invite them in Otukpo. You can bet some kind of places cannot invite them because their class have gone so high. $3 million is a shame. I was sitting somewhere and some people were talking about a gospel singer. A big shame. We try inviting him in our church in so-so year. He asked us for $1 million. That time, oh, $1 million, I'll be 500,000. I said, what year was that? They mentioned the year. I said, hey. That was when he just started singing. He asked for that kind of amount. That time. I just kept my mouth shut. I did not defend him. Fire him. They kept on fighting. That was the day I lost my respect for him. That's what the young man was saying. People invited you to come and you are asking for money. One told us to go and snap hotel. Because when you come and sing, angels start flying in church and telling us, I see you. He said, we should go and snap our hotel. The hotel will stay and show him. We had no problem. But when he says snap hotel, go and tell him that we are not snapping. If he's coming, let him come. If he's not coming, let him get out forever and ever. And for such people, if they like, let them go to US and anywhere and go and sing and be crying. Me, I will not cry. Because I know them. They can cry for anybody. We know it's for the money. It's rubbish. And it's time for our generation to wake up. Listen, I had a vision. Let me share this before I end. I was telling my wife, I had a vision. In the vision, I was facing a lot of attack. I don't like sharing this kind of, even herself, it was when I was eating. I just decided to share the vision. When I woke up from it, I didn't even bother. And I saw a lot of attack over me. More than 5 attack in the vision. All it was attack. Because that night I said, Lord, just open my eyes to see some things. I prayed that prayer once in a while. Lord, open my eyes to see some things. In faith, I slept. And I saw the vision, accident, this one, that one, several attacks. And of course, I've not seen the traces in the physical. It will never happen to me. And the one that interested me was the one that was they were attacking me and they blocked everywhere. And I was with pastors, we were moving. I was in the middle and they blocked everywhere. We couldn't pass. And we now saw another road to pass, hidden. As we were trying to pass that part, then one of the pastors in the path, there were lions gathered. And from what we calculated, if one person goes like this, the lions will follow the person, then the rest of us can now follow and run. So when we did the calculation, we now said, no, we don't want anybody to go let the lions follow him because they will kill that person. While we were talking, one of the pastors just ran and went and sacrificed himself. I'll not mention the pastor. As he just entered, the lions just eat him. As lions were eating him, the rest of us now passed. They were distracted by that one person and we passed. Immediately we passed, I woke up from the vision. I started scratching my eye. And the Lord told me, he said, people that died as martyr did not die for us to die today. He said, if you observe the vision, the person gave his life for us to pass and get what we are supposed to get. He said, none of you should think of dying for me. He said, people that have died for the faith many years ago did not die. So that today you too, you will be saying, you know, there are songs you hear singers say, I'm ready to die. Die for what? What do you want to die for? If I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. See, there is no reason to perish. We've got the power of the Holy Ghost. We understand better in the New Testament. Are you listening to me? Nobody can try to get us down. It's not possible. The kind of power we have, nobody can put us down. That's how you think as a child of God. Listen, do you know that God is so powerful in a way that if anybody enters here and set a bomb, it will not blow? You think our faith is limited to that somebody can enter here and set a bomb now? I'm not saying you will not run. No, I'm sure many people will run. But I'm saying, do you know that God can stop the bomb from blowing? I know of a man, he's a pastor, but in the military. He went to Maiduguri because of his truthful nature, integrity. They tried to kill the man. Listen, I grew in the military world. I know what it means to be faithful as a military man. They will kill you in no time. You cannot want to behave straightforward as a military person. They will kill you. So the man wanted to behave. He's behaving like that. We know him. Some of you may know him. He used to be called Colonel Moyo, but no longer Colonel Moyo. Maybe he's a bigger. He has a bigger rank now. He went to Maiduguri. They tried some attacks on him. Of course, we know it's an attack. He sat down on a chair. How can you carry a chair and put where there is bomb and say you don't know? He wanted to address junior soldiers, and they kept a chair for him. He sat there. When he was done addressing them, and he stood up and left. After a few minutes, the bomb exploded where he sat down. Meaning that God did not allow the bomb to explode because he was sitting down there. It blew the chair up, scattered the whole environment. And that's where he sat down. Spoke to them for almost 30 minutes and left. True life story. He didn't die. Tell somebody God is alive. He is very, very, very alive. I know what I'm telling you. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Glory to God forevermore. I heard of a story of a man of God. He went to preach in a very typical northern area. And a Fulani man took him on bike and was taking him to the village. Typical village. While he was going, even in his mind, he was quite scared. As they were going, the Fulani man came out to ease himself. Then snake beat him in the bush. A snake beat the Fulani man. He started shouting, Machiji, Machiji, my life. He was shouting, my life in Hausa. The man of God now came, what happened? He said, snake, snake, snake. And the man of God said, what do we do? He said, take me to hospital, hospital. Going back again is a long distance. And the man of God said, didn't know how to drive bike. What was the next option? Two of them are going to perish in that place. The man of God said, God, please show me your power. No jokes, true life story. Held the man, spoke words into him. Everything got neutralized. The Fulani man became born again. I'm not joking, true life. Have you seen Fulani men born again recently? A lot of them are getting born again. Jesus is not only for some certain kind of people. Jesus is for everybody. The man drove him. He preached the gospel, came back. With a lot of people being convicted, the man became even his interpreter. He would talk, the man will interpret. He would talk, the man will interpret. I seen the impetus. This Christianity of God, give me a car, cannot achieve this kind of thing. It cannot. God, do this one. It's not like God cannot do it for you, but take his. Do you know that if you are just a responsible kingdom citizen, money will come? It will come by default. Are you here tonight? I've seen people help me in marvelous ways without me even praying for money. I told you while I was on campus, my house rent was free till I finished campus. Till today, if anybody knows I'm paying house rent, if some people know I'm paying house rent till today, do not allow me to pay the house rent alone. Till today as I talk to you. What did I do? Just to serve Jesus. Just to serve Jesus. I've seen people call me and send money. You know, Pastor, I remember those days on campus. Who are you? Sometimes I will pretend I remember. I don't even remember. You used to bless us, blah, blah, blah. And I see some kind of alert. During my wedding, I was so shocked. People that sent money to me just by seeing this thing. Pastor, can you remember me? Who are you? I'm so person in your church on campus. Hi, Pastor. No, since you taught us, is blessing me. Can I just have, no. Pastor, please, I insist. If you insist, take now. After all, the bride price is plenty. Take. And I said, hallelujah to Jesus. Be faithful. Tell somebody, be faithful. And you see God come in a very spectacular way that you can never imagine. Bow your heads and pray. Thank the Lord for His word. Give Him all the praise. Lord, we give You praise and we worship You. Thank You for Your word. We believe that Your word is a light for our path, a lamp for our feet. We know that, Lord, our lives can never remain the same again listening to Your word. Thank You, faithful Jesus. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Father. Oh, thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for Your word. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for Your word. Shabarago Sibrakaya. Hey, Arabo Sharabata. Rivers from within. Pass forward. Flood my soul away. Mold me, cleanse me, change me by Your word. Until the image of the Father be revealed. Rivers from within. Pass forward now. Flood my soul away. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by the word. Until the image of the Father is revealed. Rivers from within. Pass forth. Take my soul away. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by the word. Until the image of the Father be revealed. Rivers from within. Pass forth now. Flood my soul away. Yeah. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by the word. Until the image of the Father be revealed. Rivers from within. Pass forth. Yeah. Of the Father, take me, mold me, cleanse me by Your word. Until the image of the Father be revealed. Hey. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by the word. Until the image of the Father be revealed. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by Your word. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by Your word. Until the evening of the Father. One more time. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by Your word. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by Your word. Until the evening of the Father. One more time. Oh, take me, mold me, cleanse me by Your word.
come to the evening.
Sing it again.
Take me, mold me, cleanse me by your word. Until the evening.
Thank you, Holy. Thank you, Father.
I'm the image and the likeness of Yahweh. I'm the image and the likeness of Yahweh. Yahweh's Spirit lives inside of me. Yahweh's Spirit lives inside of me. Sing, I'm the image, I'm the image and the likeness of me. I'm the image. With Spirit, with Spirit, yeah, with Spirit.
One more time.
I'm the image, I'm the image, I'm the amazing. Spirit, Yahweh Spirit,
thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your word that is life changing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.